He was critical of how recent pro-Palestine rallies had been policed. But the London mayor says the comments were racist and Islamophobic, and that he can't control how police operate.
The idea that a politician can tell the police which marches should be allowed, which marches shouldn't be allowed, can tell the police which marches to ban, which marches not to ban, is a really slippery slope.
Alexei Navalny's team says his body's been handed over to his mother. A spokesperson for the Russian opposition leader says the funeral arrangements have yet to be decided. It's unclear if authorities in Moscow will interfere. Events are being held in Ukraine to mark the second anniversary of Russia's invasion. King Charles has said the determination and strength of Ukrainians in the face of continued Russian aggression continues to inspire. Israeli media is reporting there's been significant progress in hostage talks in Paris. Negotiators have been ramping up efforts to secure a ceasefire in Gaza in the hope of heading off an assault on Rafah. In sport, England will be hoping to regain the Calcutta Cup from Scotland when the two meet in Rugby Union's Six Nations this afternoon. Prop Joe Marler says it's been difficult watching their rivals celebrate after three consecutive defeats against today's opponents.
Seeing some of the stuff over the last few years without that cup, with Finn and Greg Laidlaw, that video of them singing with their shirts off and with the cup, and which is great and I love it, but I'm like, I wish I could be doing that rather than watching it.
Elsewhere, Ireland lead Wales 24-7 in the day's other game in Dublin. In football, Aston Villa are 3-1 up against Nottingham Forest in the Premier League. The rest of the 3 o'clock kickoffs are goalless. But in the Scottish Premiership leaders, Rangers are 3-0 up at home against Hearts. That's the latest. I'm Charlie Maggs.
This is Phoenix FM.
The time is 2 minutes past four. A very good Saturday afternoon to you if you've just tuned in. You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb, and this is Phoenix 4.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Looking at the forecast across our area for this evening and tonight, any isolated showers should soon fade, with a heavier, more extensive swathe soon clearing. Light winds and clearing skies will then allow a slight frost and areas of fog to develop. It's going to be a chilly one overnight, -1 degrees Celsius, minimum temperature. Sunday should be a fine day, hazy sunny spells at first after the fog and the low cloud clear. It will cloud over a bit later on in the day, with strong winds generally and eventual rain mainly affecting the south of the area. Maximum temperature tomorrow, 9 degrees Celsius.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
So right now we can hear a half-time report on our featured non-league game this afternoon in the Isthmian Premier League. It's Chatham Town currently has taken place versus third place Binnewicky Town. Watching that one for us down in Kent is Andy Gardner.
What a half of football here at the Bovril Stadium. Binnewicky's first ever visit to the Bovril Stadium, and it is second versus third. Living up to its billing, it's Chatham Town 4, Binnewicky Town 2. Binnewicky have been stunned after a great start, and they went in front after just 5 minutes with Frankie Merrifield doing some magic down the left, and he cut back for Adam Levers to coolly slot into the far corner. But it didn't last very long. After 12 minutes, the captain for Chatham, Jack Evans, on his 150th appearance for the club, whipped in a beautiful 30-yard free kick into the top corner, absolutely unstoppable for 1-1. Now, Billericay thought they had a penalty. Frankie Merrifield brought down, but Chatham was saved by a late flag from the linesman. And they went in front after 25 minutes when Kareem Asiaka, an ex-Billericay player, Took two attempts, some really poor defending, and then on the second attempt, Isiaka slotted in to make it 2-1. And then just 2 minutes later, the ex-Billericay man got his second to make it 3-1. Beautifully worked goal, skipped a couple of challenges, and then put a sumptuous finish into the corner past Wilkes. That was 3-1. And then he should have scored a hat-trick, and a goal-bound shot was blocked for a corner. 35 minutes, we had the fourth goal. It's another ex-Billericay man, Rowan Liebert, that got it. More poor marking from a corner from Billericay. And first header came to Rowan Liebert, and his header went back across goal into the unguarded net. 4-1. And then Billericay had a glimmer of hope after 42 minutes when Frankie Merrifield, quite similar to the fourth goal for Homeside, free kick from Bradley Stevenson and a header from Frankie Merrifield into the corner to make it 4-2. And we still had time right on the interval for another great chance for the home side. Liebert very close to a fifth, and then also Isiaka should have had a hat-trick as well. So really, Billericay up against it. Four defeats in the last five. They can't afford to lose this one against their nearest challengers. But in an excellent half of football, it's Chatham Town 4, Billericay Town 2.
Thanks, Andy. So, Billericay Town still very much in that game, but they've given themselves a bit of a mountain to climb in the second half. Just looking at the other football scores, we've had all the half-time scores now, as far as I'm aware. And one match which has started again is at North Road, where Brightley Sea Region are playing Wroxham and Ispian North. And Wroxham have scored from the penalty spot 4 minutes into the second half of that one. Rugby Union, and in the Six Nations, it is currently Ireland 24, Wales 7. Wales came in back into that one after Ireland had led 17-0 at the break due to an uncharacteristically spot of poor discipline from Ireland. But Ireland very much back in the driving seat now. In fact, they've just scored another try, I think, and it's currently Ireland 29, Wales 7. I will have a look at rugby's other code in a while, Rugby League, and find out what's going on in the Super League. But turning our attention to racing, because I've got some more results to bring you from the afternoon's races. And in the 3:27 at Newcastle, the first was number one, Chiddleton, priced at 6-1. Second was number two, the Edgar Wallace, 2-1 joint favourite. And the other 2-1 joint favourite was number three, Marona, who came at third for Ran in that race. Meanwhile, in the 3:37 at Kempton, first was number seven, Ford Plan, priced at 15-2. Second was number two, Al Dancer, priced at 28-1. Third was number eight, Bow to Greatness, priced at 4-1, who was the joint favourite. The other joint favourite was number six, Blackjack Magic, who fell 12 ran in that one. 3:43 at Chepstow. First was number four, Prince Quail, priced at 3-1. Second was number five, Dr. TJ Eckelberg, priced at 14-1. And third was number one, San Segal, the 15-8 favourite. Five ran in that one. 3:50 at Fairy House. First number one, Iron Maximus, the Evans favourite. Second number four, Vanillier, priced at 7-2. And third number three, Milena Kruner, priced at 9-4 for Ren. And in the 3:55 at Southall, finally, first was number one, Indicator, 6-5 favourite. Second number three, Moonstone Boy, priced at 9-4. And third number six, Orchard Park, priced at 14-1-7 ran. Let's take a quick musical break, shall we? Back to the mid-1990s with Dodgy in a Room. 13 minutes past four on a Saturday afternoon. You're listening to Brentwood and Billywickie's Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb and this is Phoenix Sport. Good to have you along. I can tell you it's been an equaliser at Roots Hall in the National League. It's now Southend United 1, Aldershot Town 1, Harry Cartwell for the Shrimpers 6 minutes into the second half. Elsewhere in the National League, there has been an equaliser at Boundary Park where Oldham Athletics' Nathan Sheeran scored for his side 4 minutes into the second half. So it's our Oldham 1, Kidderminster 1. Brightley Sea Region have equalised against Wroxham in the ESPN North. Marlon Agakwa in the 52nd minute. It is now 2-2 at North Road. And I understand Avely have equalised at Torquay United in the National League South. I'll see if I can find out who the goal scorer is. And it's now Aston Villa 3, Nottingham Forest 2. Villa led 3-0 at half-time, but Forest straight off the starting blocks in the second half. Sorry, it was 3-1 at half-time. And Morgan Gibbs-White has scored a second for Nuno Espirito Santo's side 3 minutes into the second half. League One, meanwhile, it's Bristol Rovers 2, Carlisle 1. Scott Sinclair scoring a second for Rovers 6 minutes into the second half. It's turning into a rout at Ibrox in the Scottish Premiership. It's now Rangers 4, Heart of Midlothian 0. Cyril Desers with his second and the Gurs 4th early in the second half of that game. It's Altrincham 1, Maidenhead 3 in the National League. Remy Clarima 2 minutes into the second half of Maidenhead. Leaders Chesterfield 1, Rochdale 0. Also in the National League, Tom Naylor in the 47th minute. And another goal in the National League has come at Gateshead, where Marcus Dinania has put them 2-0 up in the 48th minute against the bottom club, Oxford City. It's looking increasingly desperate for them. Wolfsham Abbey have now equalised against AFC Dunstable in the Southern League Division 1 Central. They trailed 2-0 earlier on, but Prince Domofroy has levelled the scores in the 49th minute. A cap of shots. I understand there has just been another goal at Roots Hall, and Southend United are now beating Aldershot Town 2-1. I can confirm that is the case. Ollie Kensdale, the scorer for Kevin Mayer's men in the 56th minute. Rochdale 1, Grimsby 1 in League 2. Jordan Slew has levelled the scores for Morecambe in the 53rd minute of that game. In the Championship, Watford have taken the lead against Huddersfield at Vicarage Road. Emmanuel Dennis on 55. In the Championship also, there has been an equaliser for Blackburn at Ewood Park against Norwich. Dominic Hyam for Rovers on 57 minutes. And Leighton Orient have equalised at Oxford United in League One. Ollie O'Neill for the O's on 52 minutes. Oxford had United had led 1-0 at half-time. Just one other goal to report for now. This is in League 2 and it's come at Priestfield, where it's Gillingham 1, Wrexham 0, and the goal was scored 10 minutes into the second half for Gillingham by former Southend United midfielder Timothy Dieng.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Strictly Air Ambulance is back, and so am I, Lisa Snowden, and my fabulous co-host, TV presenter David Whiteley. Join us and our celebrity judges, Strictly's Nadia Bichkova and Kai Widrington, as contestants and their professional dance partners compete for the Strictly Air Ambulance Glitter Ball on Saturday the 9th of March at the Brentwood Centre. All profits go to Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance, your local life-saving charity. For tickets, search Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance Strictly.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a hallmark care home.
Join me, Andy Furno, for Boogie Nights every Saturday night, 8pm to 10pm on Phoenix 98 FM. 60s Motown, 70s Disco, 80s Soul and 90s Dance. And remember, if it ain't jazz, it ain't worth a funk.
This is Phoenix 98 FM. 98 FM.
Rugby Union added the Guinness Six Nations. The final whistle has gone in a match between Ireland and Wales. And after a nervy period when Wales came back into the match, Ireland ended up winning by 31 points to 7. And they sit proudly on the top of the table. Less than half an hour to go until Scotland take on England. That starts at 4:45. One more racing result for you at 4 o'clock at Newcastle. First, number six, Corn. nearly said Corn Hope then. Horn Cape, the 7-4 favourite, was the winner. Second, number four, Matchless, priced at 5-1. And surplus number three, Baron de Middleton, who was priced at 9-1. A total of seven runners in that race. Get it back to football, and Dakenham and Redbridge have conceded a goal in the National League at the Chigwell Construction Stadium, where their visitors, FC Halifax Town, have gone into a 1-0 lead in the second half. And there's also been a goal in the Scottish Premiership. This one has come at Easter Road, where Hibernian currently play Dundee, and it's Vente who's gone for the penalty spot for Hibs on 56 minutes. Another goal in the Scottish Premiership has come at Rugby Park, where Kilmarnock have doubled their lead against Aberdeen. Corrie and Darbar, the Ipswich Town Lowney, scored a first half injury time goal to put them ahead, and Matty Kennedy has added a second for Killy on 58 minutes. What music now? Let's go back in time, 26 long years to this week in February 1997, when this one was number one for Gwen Stefani and No Doubt. This is Don't Speak. Ladies Travel Soon.
Don't speak. Phoenix FM travel news.
With the time at 26 minutes past four, let's take a look at what's happening on the roads. Still no reported issues in Brentwood or Billericay. Epping, the high road is still busy between Station Road and Epping Road and the Plain. And if you're over in Morgan this afternoon, there is currently some slow moving traffic on the crossroad between Fanbridge Road and Mill Road. Chelmsford, Baddow Oaks, still a bit busy as is the Baddow Bypass going towards the Army and Navy roundabout. Queensway is still busy in South End, goes towards Victoria Avenue. But the other hotspots, which were busy earlier, the Seafront, East Street and West Street, and also Victoria Avenue, they're currently moving okay. Also, the early problems on the A127 between Junction 29 of the M25 and halfway house, the A128 Junction, and also between Rayleigh Weir and Progress Road seems to have eased. Rayleigh's not looking as busy as it was either. So that's what's happening on the roads. Just concentrating on public transport. Meanwhile, services of Greater Anglia affected by works going on this weekend. No service all weekend between Liverpool Street and Witham. Replacement buses running between Witham and Newbury Park Underground Station on the Central Line. And there are no trains either between Liverpool Street and Shenfield, South End Victoria and Southminster. Replacement buses in operation. This is also affecting the Elizabeth Line, which also has replacement buses en route. C2C, their engineering works today between Liverpool Street and Barking. Barking is closed and services are being diverted to Fenchurch Street and an Ockley at Stratford, but Ockley additionally at West Ham. You can use tickets on the Jubilee line between Stratford and West Ham. Meanwhile, on TfL London Overground, there was no service all weekend between Romford and Upminster. DLR has no service all weekend between Canning Town and Beckton. Replacement buses are in operation. And on London Underground, there were still some severe delays on the Central Line between Leytonstone and Haydock and Epping due to a shortage of trains. And if you're crossing over to West London, there are also delays between White City and Ely Broadway. Minor delays on the rest of the line. I'll have another update around about 1 hour from now. We are going to get straight back to football because there is lots going on there. I can tell you that in the Scottish Premiership, Hibs' second goal against Dundee was disallowed. It is still 1-0 to Hibernian at Easter Road. Grays Athletic have taken the lead at Felixstowe Moreton United in ESPN North. Cody Cosgrave, the scorer for them on 55 minutes. In the National League now, it's Gateshead 3, Oxford City 0. Marcus Dinanga with his second and Gateshead third. Kidderminster Harriers now in front once again at Oldham. Phil Brown's Harriers are winning by 2-1. Red card in a match between Stevenage and Wycombe Wanderers in League One. I understand it's actually Wycombe's keeper, Matt Stryjek, who has been dismissed. Stevenage still winning by 1-0. Waltham Abbey have fallen behind again in the Southern League Division One Central. They're now 3-2 down at home to AFC Dunstable, who scored a third just before the hour. Queen's Park Rangers 1, Rotherham 1. Paul Smith levelling for the R's on 61 minutes. And incidentally, Ilya Scher, who was jailed for a rather violent sounding assault in his home country of Belgium. He was jailed for a year yesterday. It sounded very nasty indeed, but according to the lineups I'm seeing here, he is actually in the QPR lineup this afternoon, which I find a bit odd. Anyway, National League, it's Barnet 2, York 0. Callum Stead with his and the Bees second on 62 minutes. in the Premier League. Meanwhile, there's been another goal at Villa Park, and it's now Aston Villa 4, Nottingham Forest 2. So Forest, having made a bit of a comeback in that match, have now conceded a fourth. Leon Bailey for Villa after 61 minutes. And Fulham are ahead at Old Trafford in the Premier League. It's Manchester United 0, Fulham 1. Calvin Bassey, the score of that goal on 65 minutes. Spa Road in Eastbourne North, it's now Witham 2, Goulston 2. Goulston have equalised against host Witham Town. And in Eastbourne Premier League, Whitehawk have equalised in the 66th minute against their hosts, hashtag United. Leaders Chesterfield 2, Rochdale 0 in the National League. Will Griggs on fire. He has scored in the 63rd minute of that one. Also in the National League, Wealdstone have gone in front at Woking. Nathan Ferguson on 66 minutes. It's now Chatham Town 6, Billericay Town 2. Chatham, that has got a penalty on 64 minutes. So looking well beyond Billericay's reach now, that game. Solihull was 2, Hartlepool 0 in the National League. Callum Maycock with Solihull's second on 65 minutes. In the Premier League, there's been a goal at Selhurst Park, where Crystal Palace are under new management. Of course, Austrian Oliver Glasner is in charge of the Eagles for the first time, and he has seen his side go 1-0 ahead against 10-man Burnley. Chris Richards on 68 minutes for Palace. Another side down to 10 men, Carlton Athletic, who are playing at Canary Island in the Isthmian Premier League, and they've had Bassett dismissed in the second half down there. The current score in that one is still 0-0. It's Blackpool 3, Bolton 1 now in the National, not National League, Sky Bet League 1. Blackpool won a penalty on 68 minutes, converted by Jake Beasley. That was his second, and the Tangerines third. Meanwhile, it's now Rangers 5, Heart of Midlothian 0 in the Scottish Premiership. Fabio Silva with Rangers 5th on 66 minutes. And it's now also in the Scottish Premiership, St Mirren 2, St Johnstone 0, Mikael Mandron with St Mirren 2nd on 64 minutes. It was always going to be a tough task for Redbridge away to league leaders Lowestoft Town in the Eastbourne North this afternoon, and so it's proving at the moment. Lowestoft are now winning 2-0 against the Motormen, having scored from the penalty spot on 67 minutes. Huddersfield have equalised at Watford in the Championship. It's now 1-1 at Vicarage Road. Daniel Ward on 71 minutes. Crawley have taken the lead at Accrington Stanley in the second half. Harry Ransom for Crawley on 68 minutes. It's now Wolf Mabby 2, Dunstable 4 in the Southern League Division 1 Central. Rochdale have pulled a goal back at Chesterfield in the National League, but Chesterfield are still winning by 2-1. Grays lead at Felixstowe didn't last long in the Isthmian North. Felixstowe have equalised in the 66th minute of that game, and Crystal Palace have just doubled their lead at Selhurst Park. Jordan IU for the Eagles on 72 minutes in the Premier League. And in League 1, it's Barnsley 2, Derby 1. Barnsley have just gone 2-1 ahead in that one. And in another match in League One, it is now Exeter 1, Fleetwood 1. Promise Omacheri has equalised for struggling Fleetwood with 60 minutes to go in that game. Musical break now. Here come the Manic Street Preachers. This is Tsunami.
Sister, holding on to me forever. Disco dancing with the rapists. Your only crime is silence. Can't work at this anymore. Can't prove I wanna stay at home. Tied up to all these crutches. Never far from your hands.
into my drink I disappear. Ice for teeth waiting over me. Bring down the shadows of my mind. Sleep and breathe under our sheets. Inhale the anxiety in between, in between, in between, in between.
5:22. You're listening to Brentwood and Benwick's Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb, and this is Phoenix Sport. Thanks for choosing us on a Saturday afternoon. Straight back to football, because there is still lots going on, including a goal at the Apex in the Premier League, and it could be a very important one for struggling Everton, who have taken a lead away to Brighton. Jarrad Branthwaite has scored for Sean Dyche's side 60 minutes from the end in that game. In the Scottish Premiership, it's now St Mirren. It's now St Mirren 3, Johnston 0, but I think they've won just disallowed. It's now Solihull Moors 2, Hartlepool 1. Callum Cook, 16 minutes from time for Hartlepool, who I think are unbeaten in the league actually since Kevin Phillips, the former England striker, took over as their manager recently. But at the moment, they are heading for defeat this afternoon, as a Waltham Abbey, who have blown a possible chance to go top of the Southern League Division 1 Central by the looks of things. They are now trading 5-2 at home to AFC Dunstable. Queen's Park Rangers 2, Rotherham 1. They've come back from 1-0 down in that game. Christopher Willock on 75 minutes for QPR. Sunderland 1, Swansea 2, also in the Championship. Swansea is still winning, but Sunderland have reduced the deficit through Luke O'Neill in the 77th minute. And Chelmsford City, I understand, have just taken a late lead against leaders Yeovil Town at Melbourne Park. It is 1-0 to the Clarets there. I shall see if I can find out some more information about that. In the Premier League, it is Crystal Palace 3, Burnley 0. Now, Burnley looking increasingly doomed to a return to the Championship, you have to say. And it's proving a great start for Palace's new boss, Oliver Glasner. He must like what he's seen this afternoon, as Jean-Philippe Mateta has scored their third from the penalty spot, 13 minutes from time. It's Woking 1, Wealdstone 1 now in the National League. And there's been another goal at Kappa Shots. Unfortunately for Waltham Abbey, it has gone to their visitors, AFC Dunstable, who are now winning 6-2 in that Southern League Division 1 Central game. And that was Side of a Fool, and behind now are Brightlingsea Region hosting Wroxham in the ESPN North. Wroxham have taken a 3-2 lead 7 minutes from time. Looks like it's been a goal at Easter Road in the Scottish Premiership in the match between Hibernian and Dundee. It's gone to the visitors, Hibs, for whom Luke McCowan has scored 12 minutes from time. A couple more racing results to bring you now. The 418 at Chepstow. First was number 4, Twilight Glory, 11-4 favourite. Second number 7, William de Conqueror, priced at 7-2. And third was number 2, Felton Bellevue, priced at 4-1. 7 ran. And in the 4.25 at Ferry House, the winner was number 3, Intense Raffles, 4-6 favourite. Second was number 4, Brampton Bell, priced at 4-1. And third was number 1, Good Time Johnny, priced at 6-1. There were a total of 4 runners in that race. Just turning our attention to Rugby League now, and the Super League, which got underway the week before last, has continued, and it's been a fine start for Hull Kingston Rovers. 2 wins out of 2 for them. They were in action on Thursday night, and they beat Leeds Rhinos by 22-12. 2 wins out of 2 also for Catalans Dragons, who travelled to newly promoted London Broncos last night, and pretty much brushed them aside, really. They scored 34 points without reply. And in last night's other Super League match, it finished Warrington Wolves 36, Hull 10. Wigan Warriors, the current Super League holders, of course, were due to play Lee Leopards today, but that match was postponed. And there's one fixture this evening, which is Huddersfield Giants versus St Helens. Getting back to football, and I can tell you that Leighton Orient have taken a late lead at Oxford United. The Yeos were trading 1-0 in this game before Ollie O'Neill, equalised on 52 minutes. There's just been another goal, and it's George Moncur who has put Yeos 2-1 ahead 13 minutes from time. And also, there has been a goal in another goal in the League Two match between North County and Crewe. And Crewe are now winning by 3-0. And there has also been another goal in Redbridge's match at Lowestoft Town in the ESPN North. Lowestoft now winning by 3-0. Chelmsford City's joy didn't last long. It was Charlie Ruff who scored for the Clarets on 73 minutes, but I understand league leaders Yeovil have just equalised to make it 1-1 in that game. Championship, it's now Watford 1, Huddersfield 2. Ward on 83 minutes for Huddersfield. It's now Chesterfield 2, Rochdale 2. Visitors have equalised in that game in the National League. And there has also been a goal, another goal in match between Lowestoft and Redbridge. And it's Redbridge who have pulled one back through Ayo Odekoya 9 minutes from time. But Lowestoft, the hosts, are still winning by 3-1. Coming to Rolling Stones, recent song from them, Mess It Up.
Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
The team at St Francis Hospice are challenging you to get outdoors and make a difference by taking on the Walk 100 Challenge. Simply walk 100K in March, in your own time and at your own pace. All in aid of your local hospice. Visit the St Francis Hospice Facebook page. You can find all the details you need and sign up for the Walk 100 Challenge.
Cricket, lovely cricket. If you like cricket, then don't miss 98 Not Out every Thursday between 6 and 7 right here on Phoenix FM with me, Darren Mutu. I'll be bringing you all the latest news locally, nationally and internationally from around the world of cricket. There'll be some guests, a bit of chat and some music too, so don't miss it every Thursday, 6 till 7 on Phoenix FM.
98 FM.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
I mentioned earlier that Yeovil Town had equalised at Chelmsford City in the National League South. It was actually ruled out for offside. So the Clarets are still winning a match with by a goal to nil with around about 4 minutes of normal time left. There has been a red card at the Abex, and it's Brighton and Hove Albion's Billy Gilmore who has been dismissed in the second half of their match against Everton. Everton still winning 1-0 thanks to a goal by Jared Brathwaite, 16 minutes from time. There's also been a red card at Park Lane in the ESPN Premier League where Carl Shorten's Bradley Williams has been sent off against host Canvey Island. It's still 0-0 in that game. What could possibly be a late winner for Ipswich Town against Birmingham City and Portman Road in the Championship. Yuri Sarmiento, the scorer of the Tractor Boys, second 9 minutes from time. So they're winning 2-1. And it's Blackpool 4, Bolton 1 now in League 1. Jordan Gabriel, 6 minutes from time, scoring the Tangerines, fourth. And Bolton would have scored a fourth against AFC Fylde now in the National League. 7 minutes from time, they are now winning by 4-0. Wolves all have doubled their lead at Harrogate Town in League 2. Mo Fall, 6 minutes from time for the Saddlers. And it's Hibernian 2, Dundee 1 in the Scottish Premiership. And in League 2, meanwhile, it's now Notts County 1, Crewe 3. Jim O'Brien for Notts County, 7 minutes from time, but Crewe are still winning that one at Meadow Lane. And Harry Maguire, England centre-half, may have spared Manchester United's blushes against Fulham. He has equalised for his side a minute from time at Old Trafford. Salford City's Theo Vassell has been dismissed at Mansfield near the end of a League 2 match. Mansfield winning by 4-1. In the Scottish Premiership, Livingston have equalised at Ross. Bruce Anderson, who scored their first just after half-time, has scored a second for them. 4 minutes from time after Ross had led 2-0 at the interval. Elsewhere, it's now Dorking Wanderers 1, Ebbsfleet 4 in the National League. Dominic Samuel scoring a fourth for Ebbsfleet, 4 minutes from time. And Redbridge are heading for defeat in the ESPN North up in Suffolk this afternoon. Leaders Lowestoft are now winning by 4-1 in the closing stages of that game. And there's been another goal at Roots Hall. It's been two more, actually. It's now Southend United 4, Aldershot Town 1. Southend went 3-1 ahead just as the match was going into injury time. And Marcus Dackers has scored a fourth for Southend 6 minutes into injury time. So a fine result, a much needed one that is going to be for the Shrimpers. Not a happy afternoon for Billericay Town at Chatham Town. They're still losing, but they have scored a third. They've certainly not thrown in the towel. Cindy Ibe scored for Billericay on 88 minutes, but it's currently Chatham Town 6, Billericay Town 3. What a game down there in Kent. We'll get a full-time summary from Andy Gardner later on. Incidentally, the attendance at the Bourville Stadium this afternoon is 2,084. Chatham, a very well-supported side, and no doubt as good few from Billericay down there as well, but almost certainly going to be going home disappointed. I'm going to start going through full-time scores for you now, because lots of those are starting to come through. The ESPN North defeat for Brightling Sea Region at home to Wroxham. Wroxham won by 3-2. And it's Worthing 0, Braintree Town 1 in the National League South. Braintree on a 5-runner form, which has seen them find their way into the playoff spots. Away to second place Worthing this afternoon. Aaron Blair scored the only goal of the match in the first half. A great win for the Iron down in West Sussex this afternoon. In the Championship, it's all over at Ewood Park, and it's finished Blackburn 1, Norwich 1. All over in a couple of matches in League 1, it's finished Burton Albion 0, Wolverhampton Town 2, and it was Exeter City 1, Fleetwood Town 1. And in the Isthmian Premier League, it's finished hashtag 1, Whitehawk 1. So hashtag having to settle for a point at the Lenshammer Stadium this afternoon. It's been a late red card for Sheffield Wednesday's Dijon Bernard against Bristol City. But Wednesday are still winning by 2-1 in second half injury time. Red card 2 for Ryan Innes of Forest Green Rovers. That match is in second half injury time. And Forest Green on the verge of a much-needed win against Tranmere. They're currently winning by 1-0 at the New Lawn. It's now Lowestoft 5, Redbridge 1 in the ESPN North. That match still going on. In the Premier League, late equaliser for Brighton and Hove Albion. They've broken Everton's hearts this afternoon in the Amex. Lewis Dunk, England's centre-half, has scored a leveller for them in the 96th minute, despite being down to 10 men after they had Billy Gilmore sent off. In the Championship, it's now Ipswich Town 3, Birmingham City 1. It's going to be another 3 points for the Tractor Boys up at Portman Road. And it's Amari Hutchinson who's got a winner against Rotherham for them. A late winner in midweek. He's got another injury time goal with 2 minutes of time added on their loan signing from Chelsea. And it's been a late goal at Old Trafford. And he's gone to Fulham. Alex Iwobi has put Fulham 2-1 ahead in the 97th minute after Harry Maguire had scored a late equaliser for Eric Hen Targ's side. What a game up there. And what a result that will be for Fulham if they can hold on. League 2 is all over. Stadium MK and MK Dons have beaten Newport by 1-0. Level in League 2 in a match between Morecambe and Grimsby. It's finished 1-1 there. Dagenham and Redbridge have lost in the National League this afternoon, beaten 1-0 at home by FC Halifax Town. Massive win for Phil Brown and Kidderminster Harriers in their fight against the drop in the National League. They've won 2-1 at Oldham this afternoon. Elsewhere, it has finished Middlesbrough 0, Plymouth 2 in the Championship. A great win for Argyle up there in the North East. League 1, Blackpool 4, Bolton 1 is the final score. A couple of full times from League 2. Gillingham 1, Wrexham 0, and Harrogate 0, Walsall 2. One more from the National League, where it's finished Solihull Moors 4, Hartlepool 1. And also in the National League, Woking 1, Willesden 1. That is another full-time score. And Torquay United 2, Aveley 2. That is the final score in the National League South. So a point for Aveley down in Devon against Crassies Club Torquay this afternoon. Sunderland 1, Swansea 2 is a full-time score in the Championship. Full-time, Bristol Rovers, who have beaten struggling Carlisle 2-1 in League 1 this afternoon. A couple of full-times from League 2. Doncaster 1, AFC Wimbledon 0. And leader Stockport held to a goalless draw at home to Swindon. They seem to be wobbling at the moment. Three more full times from the National League. Bournemouth 4, AFC 5-0. Gateshead 4, Bottom Club Oxford City 0. And Southend United, well done to them. 4-1 winners against Aldershot Town at Roots Hall this afternoon. Premier League is all over at Villa Park, and Aston Villa have beaten Nottingham Forest by 4-2. Back with more full times after the news. It's 5 o'clock.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.
From the Sky.